Talk Radio.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by. Oops. I wonder if we're on. Hang on, stand by, guys. Can you hear me? Hello? I'm testing here. I'm going to make sure that you guys can hear me okay. Oh, boy. Can you guys hear me now? Oh, here we go. Hello, everybody. Hey, let's get to the commercials real quick. Thanks for bearing with me during that brief technical difficulty we have here. Thanks for tuning into the Dolly McCarthy Show. The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out bricconi.com. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing our guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteaks.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by North Fork Farm. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. Beautiful North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Boy, everybody's ringing here. A lot of angels getting their wings. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. And Midwest Coach Limousines, a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you with safe, fun, and affordable transportation. You can visit them on the web at mwc.limo. We'll call them at 331-903-0088, 331-903-0088, and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, and party and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is also celebrating 7 years, brought to you by Neighbor Settlement. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the good show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. It's been 7 years, 7 years of fun, laughs, good times, lots of guests, such a variety of guests we've had on the show. If you've been listening for more than a month, you know the show is all about non-for-profits. It's been this way for 7 years. We like to highlight non-for-profits in and around Chicagoland, and we talk to interesting guests. We sure are going to have some interesting guests on this show. We do have a non-for-profit. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. It's also Autism Awareness Month, too. Do you guys have your blue out? But it's also National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we're going to be talking to one of the co-founders of PAXA. I believe that's how you say it, P-A-X-A. And we're going to get some information on this non-for-profit. It's kind of a newer non-for-profit, and we'll get some important messages for you parents at home, how you should be paying attention to the people that have access to your child, to your children. But first, this is a good show on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio. Tuiville Internet Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, 1010 News Talk. We want to welcome you all to the show, and thank you all for tuning in again. It's been an interesting couple of weeks here in the world. Interesting for many months for some other people, but for Americans, just becoming aware of in the dangers and all these rings coming in. The news about this, the pandemic, COVID-19, here now in America, and how we are dealing with it right now. Majority of us are sheltering in place. This is about, I'm not quite sure the number. This is definitely at least week 3. And we still have weeks to go. The end of April, April 30th, is when our governor says that our shelter in place will be until. So we are sheltering in place. I'm able to go to my studio because I work alone. So I arrive here. I either walk to my studio or drive my car, and keeping that social distance. I'm lucky I can do that and be in the studio and bring you this show. The Dolly McCarthy Show, before we get into our first guest, is a proud sponsor of the Labor of Love. And this year, the Labor of Love is a benefit for two young sisters here in Park Ridge. This is an event put out by the Park Ridge Newcomers Club. And the event was supposed to take place on May 9th. We were really excited to be a part of it this year, as we are in many ways throughout the year. But this year, we were one of the title sponsors. And so unfortunate that we won't be having this. They've canceled it, but they are making it a virtual charity event. You can get all the details on the website at Labor of Love 2020, it's parkridgenewcomersclub.org/labor-of-love. So you can get all the details on there. But up until this point, we've had a really great time with smaller fundraisers held throughout the community leading up to this event. It's just unfortunate we can't do it this year. But you know what? We're all in the same boat. We're all in this together. Baseball season. That's another thing. A lot of things are canceled, so we just have to make do. But hopefully you all keep them, these two sisters that are in need. I can't really go into the story. I've been told that they're not quite ready yet for that. So, but they are a family in need, and just like many of you are in need right now, these two are in need even more. So we really hope here at the Dolly McCarthy Show that you will open your hearts and your wallets and support this family by checking out the newcomers website to learn more about it. Okay. Thanks everybody for being such a tremendous support during this uncertain time. I hope you guys are all doing okay. I hope you're well. I hope nobody close to you is suffering from COVID-19. And if you are, please reach out to me. I want to hear from you. I want to keep you in my prayers. We're all in this together. There's a lot of people that are really scared and parents that are ready to pull their hair out. it's really nice to be home with your kids, but it's also nice to be able to take a walk. And sometimes when you have little kids, you can't do that, especially single moms out there. So my heart goes out to all of you. I hope you are staying in place, sheltering in place, I should say. It's worth the extra few bucks to have your groceries delivered. Don't take a chance. Don't go out there and risk getting sick. This is not a PSA announcement that's kind of turning into one. I care about all of you, and I really appreciate all the support you've shown me and the non-for-profits that have been on this show. I want you all to be well, and just take care of each other and do your best. Take care of each other. Stick together by staying apart. How about that? All right. Now, I have to get on with my first guest today. It is April 9th, to be exact, and this is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and I'm really glad to have on the show, finally, my co-founder of PAXA. I think you say PAXA, but I'm going to check with Tanya. Hi. Tanya, are you there?
Hi, Dolly. I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We're doing okay. How about you guys? How about you and your family?
Thanks for asking. You know, overall, we feel very blessed. We are sheltering in place and doing our part, and our heart does go out to a lot of folks who are the first responders out there just trying to take care of everybody, and the others who might be struggling with this unprecedented time. So we're doing fine, thank goodness, just trying to get through this with everybody else.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Good. I'm glad you're healthy. I'm glad you brought that up about our first responders. Really quick, I know, Tanya, you won't mind me interjecting
this
part.
No, not at all.
We did have a great turnout last night, and we hope that you will all join us all around Chicagoland. We are in my community, where I live, Park Ridge. We put out lights. It's called United with Light, and my magazine started this kind of social distancing campaign where we stay in our homes, but united by putting out candles or luminaries on our doorsteps every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Just a simple candle will do. Just offering, you know, this act just offers support to many doctors, nurses, firefighters, paramedics, police officers, and our medical professionals working on the front lines to fight COVID-19 and take care of us, take care of our loved ones too. So I want to extend the invitation beyond Park Ridge. I know Niles has jumped on. They've been circulating a flyer as well. I want to see all of Chicagoland shine bright and be a light for these first responders and those on the front lines in this war against COVID-19. So thanks for bringing that up, Tanya. And, you know, and talking about a war, you know, as a parent, it's not easy when you send your child off into the world. You trust that, I'm not going to point out any groups, but in general, we just trust that other people are good like we are, right? And for many people, that's not always the case. They find out later that their child, the safety of their child, their child has been violated. And we're talking about sexual abuse people here, child sex abuse. It's still prevalent, that's the word I wanted to say. And we want to raise more awareness about this. And, you know, it's really up to us as parents. You know, we're home right now. We're educating our children. We're doing this e-learning. Take this time to talk to your children. Maybe you'll discover that something has happened to them with a particular person that you trusted. And this is the time to really to have conversations that are not comfortable. And that's why I'm so glad you're on the call today, Tanya. You co-founded this child abuse prevention group. And tell us, what does that, am I saying it right? Is it PACSA?
Yeah, so to be clear, that we call the organization PACSA in short, because mm-hmm. it's actually an acronym for Parents Against Child Sex Abuse, which is five words. So PACSA is the short version, but the full name is Parents Against Child Sex Abuse.
So where's the X come from?
Well, where's the what?
The X.
The X. Oh, if you really want to know, we just got really creative, because it's kind of taken some of the sounds between child and sex and the X from sex. So we got creative on how to collapse all those words.
Okay. I'm a little slow. I need a little bit more.
If you're wanting to get deeper on that, I can tell you more about it. But, yeah, we had to get really creative to come up with a name that was memorable, that was clear. There are a lot of wonderful organizations out there doing their part in solving for this epidemic, Dolly. But with a name like Parents Against Child Sex Abuse, we wanted to be very clear on what we were about, who our audience is, and exactly what we're trying to do. So that's kind of one of the biggest differences around our organization, is that it's really designed by parents for parents. And we found that parents can have a way that we can talk to each other. We can have a little bit more trust about sharing tips about kids and what's working, what's not working. And, again, there's no organization like ours that's founded by parents like us. My husband and I are co-founders. We launched this organization in 2017 because this epidemic touched our family. And we found that there wasn't a lot of information. It was really tough to navigate this world. And our objective is to help really educate and empower parents to save their kids around this subject. So our mission's holistic. It's about prevention, but it's about uncovering it. If you find out it's happening midway through, you don't have to wait until your kid's in his or her 20s and this all comes out and you know, like you can still save your kid and nip some of this abuse. And then how do you heal from it? We really believe that families, healthy families, sometimes parents, you know, we're blindsided by this. We don't know what's happening to our child. But when you find out, you embrace your kid, you believe your kid, and you find a way to heal so this won't define your child ever. So that's really what we're about.
I love when you said believe your child, believe your kid, because, you know, I'm a victim of domestic violence, and that is so important for us victims to be just simply believed. And years ago, parents couldn't believe such horrificness. There are many children that are adults today who were not given that belief and that support at a young age. Do you find that parents are still putting their head in the sand with this, or has this epidemic now become so open? And, I mean, do you want to share your story? I mean, do you want to? Because I think that sharing
we try not to really make it about our story, because honestly, this is like so much bigger, Dolly, and the impact.
Sure.
But you know what's been really helping change the narrative and the conversation? So much has transpired since we launched this organization. We're in our third year. So to answer your question, yes, the conversation is evolving. A topic that, you know, one of our news friends would tell us, like, no one's ever going to talk about this on TV. No one wants to hear these types of stories. Well, guess what? The landscape has changed. Just a year ago, my co-founder and I, David, we were on TV talking about the documentary that focused on Michael Jackson and the abuse of children, the surviving R. Kelly, and survivors pouring their story. Even R. Kelly, who is a predator himself, they go into details of his child abuse and child sexual abuse. So more and more and more, with the help of survivors and the Me Too movement, it starts with believing the adults first, and unfortunately they share their stories about childhood later, that now we really have seen. So we're feeling very hopeful that this is going to continue to evolve, and parents are starting to see that it's no longer that perspective that it's the stranger danger situation. It's actually with people that are around us and our kids. So that's really what PACS is really trying to drive home. It's let's pay attention to the people that are around our kids. And that's hard to accept sometimes.
Yeah, I want to talk about prevention, but really, okay, we're talking, if you're just coming in on the show, we're talking to PACS, the co-founder, Tanya Hai, and Tanya is here to inform and educate us as parents, and just in general, my listeners, some of you are grandmothers, aunts, uncles, sisters, and brothers. You all can learn from this, not just parents, on preventing and really uncovering and healing child sex abuse. So we want to empower you to save our children, save their childhood by, but first listening to this program and also going to their website, PACSA. Is it PACSA, www.PACSA online? What's the website?
Yeah, so it's www.paxa.online, O-N-L-I-N-E. We're also on Facebook. We have a growing community on Facebook at PACSA Parents, Instagram, Twitter. But yes, our website is our hub for resources, videos, PACSA pointers, et cetera. We've got a lot of information.
Let's talk about predators. What do we know about them? What can we do to recognize them? What are some of their tactics that they're using that we could help educate our children and guard against it? And when is it also, really quick, when is it okay to talk to your child about this? What age?
Yes, so starting with the age question, which is honestly one of my favorites, and I get it often, our recommendation as a parent group to other parents is to start talking to your kid as young as they're verbal. And it depends on the child. Sometimes it might be 2. And then, Dolly, it doesn't just start at a young age. As parents, we need to have check-ins with our kids all the way up till when they're 18. So what do I mean by that? So predators, and this is research that we want to do at some point down the road as a charity, we want to dig in. Predators are attracted to children, and it's not just a certain age group within children. It can be infants. Maybe it breaks, you know, at the toddler age, then you get to, like, prepubescent. There are all these stages that predators and pedophiles are attracted to children. And I know it's just gross to think about that, but it's true. That's why they're hard to find, because they're hiding in plain sight and hiding these demons and these dark secrets, right? Because it's horrible. So check in. Start at age 2, and then every year things change. So is having that conversation, educating them about the names of their body parts. So forget the days of, like, cute names, because gosh forbid if something, they're violated, you know, and then they have some questions, or to be able to communicate to you clearly where it is that they were touched. That needs to be very clear. And then, you know, as kids get older, what's happening when you're going over to that sleepover, or hopefully you're not going to sleepovers, because bad things happen at sleepovers. They're going off and being more independent. You don't always have every ounce of knowledge of what's going on around them, so it's up to us as parents to talk to them and ask them questions.
Yeah, and, you know, the sleepover thing, I just want to bring this up. My kids hate me to this day because I never allowed sleepovers, because it's something that I just never, you just never know. And I'm a former reporter, still kind of am a journalist, you know, once a journalist, reporter, anchor, always. And I've heard so many horror stories. I've covered so many horror stories. So I just didn't want to take a chance and letting my children have sleepovers. I felt that it wasn't necessary. And so they hate me to this day for that. But then they thank me because we never had any problems or issues. But that does happen in sleepovers. And you think, oh, Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so, I'm not even going to put a name out there. You know, you trust them. You go out to dinner with them. Your kids hang out. They all get along. You don't know that Mr. So-and-so is a weirdo and a predator.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah, you don't know.
In the middle of the night at your sleepover. So, you know,
that's
don't
right.
be thinking that, oh, I trust those people. You don't know who to trust.
You
this.
Don't know.
This is why
know.
It's such a disgusting epidemic. Okay, so what yeah. Should we talk about prevention besides not letting them go to sleepovers? I know we need to
yeah,
talk
well,
about.
Yeah, well, sleepover is a great prevention one, and we're seeing a trend of sleep-unders, where kids and families are finding healthy ways to kind of have that experience, but not the actual sleepover part. But that, you know, we can go on and on about that, Dolly. But what we'd love to do this month, our focus on Child Abuse Prevention Month, and what is a key message that we want to leave parents with out there, is that 90% of child sex abuse is committed by someone the child or the family knows. So think about that. 90% of this terrible epidemic is caused by people around us. So that usually means, you know, it's a family member, it's a close friend, it's a neighbor, quote-unquote family friends that we're going on ski trips with, you know, youth pastors, coaches, the list goes on and on. And that's really our key headline for everybody. So, you know, there's so many ways these predator, and they're called predators, okay? Even if you love them and you find out later and you're heartbroken and shocked that someone that you trusted did this to your child or someone, your good friend of yours' child, like, we're trying to get folks past the shock because this is impacting 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys, okay?
And the shock
so
comes,
this is,
too, with the grooming, right? Because you are shocked because you knew this person. You knew this person was good to your child. You knew this person was good to you and came through for you when you needed them most.
Yes, of
and
course.
And that's the part that people are caught off guard about, that grooming.
Yes, and I'm so glad you brought up that word because, and again, in the 3 years that we've been doing this, when we first started, you wouldn't hear the word grooming. But now it's a word that it's technically been in textbooks, white papers, the folks who have been very experienced about the subject, doctors, psychologists, child psychologists, but now we're hearing it more in everyday language and people are understanding that grooming is a series of activities that is manipulating your child and it's manipulating you. And I like to say the word, I'm getting all warmed up here, Dolly. It's kind of
me
like
too.
Getting bamboozled. Like you're literally like getting blinded by someone who's really good at pulling wool over your eyes about what's happening to your kid. And they're doing it to you. They're sweetening you up as a mom. Some of the single moms out there, unfortunately, they're kind of at risk of, oh, let me help take kids off your hand. Can I take them out for ice cream? And you just kind of want help from anyone. No, single moms are even more vulnerable for these predators to see them as an opportunity to get access to their children.
Yeah.
We have so many stories from people.
Yeah. And, you know, I wish we had more time to talk. I do have another guest, but I wish we had more time to talk, and I'm going to have you back on.
I know.
But one of the things you sent me that I want to put out there, because you don't hear this, that some of these predators have, quote-unquote, cover spouses. Can you tell us who those, what that is and what that means and why that really could, especially those single moms, could really take you off, you know, put you
right
off guard there?
So, yes, I know our time's coming up, but I do want to mention that this whole month on our social media channels, we're going to be communicating all these predator red flags that we don't have a lot of time to go over today. But
yes.
One of the last ones that I provided for you is this whole concept. This is a little complicated one, so I'm not sure if I'm the best person to speak to this. But one of the key points is, like, some predators have cover spouses with whom they have very strange one-sided relationships to cover for their predatory sexual activities. So the only kind of example I can bring to life with this is if you have to kind of be close in with a girlfriend or a sister where you're starting to see or hear some strange things, like, I don't know, it's such an intimate thing that it's going to be hard for us to use that to spot a predator. But if there might be women out there they're married to the predator. They're married to someone who's doing this to children, and it's kind of getting deep, but there's very weird behavior around what they're, you know, how they choose that woman to be their wife, and the behavior is not healthy as a couple, and it's because they've got other things going on the side. And
yeah,
that can be in a lot of different
neighbor
ways, but in this case, like, it's just hiding however they choose this person that they can manipulate. It's a very unhealthy dynamic.
The it could be your next-door neighbor who's a single guy who has this girlfriend who's kind of strange, and you don't realize it, and you're just running to the store real quick, and hey, they're outside just sitting there together. That's a red flag right there. You just got to be careful. You can never be careful enough. There's so many different signs and ways that you have listed here, and you can go to the website too to get more information, but you should familiarize yourself with this. And you have a Facebook too, Tanya, right?
Yes, yes. The handle's at Pack the Parents. Yep.
Well,
please find us.
Tanya, I'm so sorry. It's taken us 3 years to get you on the show. You need to come on the show every April.
Oh, my gosh. No, this is perfect timing.
Child sex abuse impacts everybody, you know, even a person that it affects, you know, my relationship with someone who has been sexually abused. It affects every relationship. And, you know, it's sorry, parents, it's all falls back on us. It's really up to us to equip ourselves with this knowledge and be a part of this conversation that protects all of our children, not just my 5 children, all of my children.
That's right.
All the children of the world, to really reach out and, you know, empower us to save our children from this sex abuse and just prevent it. And I love how you're all about uncovering it and healing from it too. Check out the non-for-profit PACSA online. It's www.pacsa.online. And please do follow them on Instagram and Facebook, okay? That's your way of supporting children that are basically, you know, defenseless in this, because when it happens to them, they're just shocked, right? I mean, when a child is sexually abused, what happens to this child? I think they're robbed of their voice, unless you give them the tools and the voice to say, when this happens, this is how you verbalize it, or this is how you can
prevent
it.
That's right.
So let's leave with prevention, a couple tips really quick. We've got about a minute on prevention for these children. What can they do to prevent? Kind of like if you're a woman and you are grabbed by a man, you have 2 minutes. You have that moment to kick and fight. Otherwise, if they take you to that second location, that's not good.
Absolutely. So I know that there's a lot of great information out there about teaching kids to use their voices, but they're also really counting on parents to keep them protected and keep them safe. So I would say the first step that we can do to help our children, Dolly, is have a conversation with your child. It can be very awkward. We've heard it all, and we know it's hard. And maybe your parents didn't talk to you about it, and it can feel strange. But parents need to own this conversation and not just hear it, you know, through school. So bring a lot of heart and vulnerability to say, hey, you can also ask them, has anybody ever done this to you? And who was it? And I'm going to believe you, and you're not in trouble. So that's like really owning it and having courage, I would say, is number one, to make sure your kid knows that he or she is going to be protected by mom and dad at any and all costs. Number two is, back on the protecting prevention front, is just really keeping an eye on what's going on. Holiday parties, block parties, who's like just, you know, spending a little too much attention on your kid, too touchy of your kid, create some boundaries. That's not okay. If your kid doesn't need to kiss everybody that comes in through the door at Christmas, that can be removed. If your kid's uncomfortable.
Unless they're Italian. But,
yeah, I'm Italian too. You know what? You don't need to do it. Kids don't need to go do the hug every adult that's walked in. Start educating them on boundaries so they know that it's okay. If they feel uncomfortable, they don't need to keep doing it. So I would say those are two things they can do right away.
Awesome. Tanya, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dolly.
This has been a great conversation to have very useful. And I want to commend you. And is David your husband, David?
So David's my husband.
Yep. I founded with the PACSA with. So I want to commend you both. And thank you for championing this cause and going forward. Are you guys hosting fundraisers throughout the year? How can
We are so grateful, Dolly. We have a great board. We have an annual fundraiser that's been in November. Given the current situation, we're hopeful we can still have it. And, you know, it looks like we will. It's November 7th. Our theme is like a mansion party. So we have a big party at a mansion, and we have some programming. We recognize a PACSA parent, a PACSA warrior. And right now, though, the best way to give to PACSA is if you shop on Amazon like we do. Amazon has a program called Amazon Smile. You go to that website, you pick PACSA as your charity of choice, and the charity gets proceeds really easy peasy.
No way. I love this. So my Amazon account, I can link it to your organization. So anything I buy?
Yes. You have to go through, like, it's called Amazon Smile. If you find it or you Google it, that's when you can pick your charity, and it's got to be up on your dashboard the whole time. But how easy is that?
Yeah, that is great. I'm so glad you said that. Fantastic. Yeah. And that's so easy to do.
So
easy. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. Well, thank you to you and David.
Thanks, Dolly.
Please, everybody, check out PACSA, P-A-X-A, Parents Against Child Sex Abuse, funded in 2017 by David and Tanya. Hi. Am I saying your last name right?
Haig.
Haig. You know what? You needed to correct me.
Sorry.
We're friends on social media. But
I was letting it go.
It's a hard one. My apologies. David and Tanya Haig, we will never make that mistake again, my friend. Thank you for everything you're doing, really, for being a voice for these children. This is incredible. I'm so glad to have you on the show finally. Check out PACS, everybody.
Thanks, Dolly. Take care. Stay well. Bye.
Okay, everybody, we got to move on to my next guest. You know, I'm a big fan of essential oils, and last week, Dr. Cass Ingram was on the show, and he was telling us, about oregano oil. So I have a guest on now who is going to give us the lowdown, more information on this oregano oil. Bruce Forte, he's a teacher and a preacher. That rhymes. And he's a big, huge advocate of these essential oils, especially oregano oil. There's so much to this man, but I don't even have a proper way to introduce him. But he is... well, Bruce, are you on the line?
Yes, Dolly, I'm on the line. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. So you are, tell us, are you an expert on essential oils? Tell us what your background is, what qualifies you to, and how are you connected with Dr. Cass Ingram? My producer, by the way, found this Bruce Forte. So Bruce, welcome to the show. And my producer spoke very highly of you. And I want to dive in more about this oregano oil that Dr. Cass was talking about. So tell us a little bit first about you.
Well, Dolly, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's my first time with you, not you know, we have our distance right now. I'm on my couch in my living room, and you're in your office. But, yeah, your producer had to happen to meet me in passing. I gave her some information about the oil that I'm telling all my friends, family, and loved ones about. It's a precautionary measure, like having a bulletproof vest when you go out and fight a war. You may get a ding or a ling, you know, in your arm or leg, but, you know, you won't die. So, yeah, so when I gave her some information about this oil, it had Dr. Cass Ingram's name on this flyer, and she said, oh, wow, we just had this man on the show last week. And I said, well, I just saw him today. I had just left to get myself some of this oil. I had just left seeing him, talking with him. He's written like 30 books. I have one or two of them. So I've been using this oil myself to protect myself from colds and viruses and flus, and it's just overall so good for you. It's a nutritional value, and so it has a lot of things in it that protect us. So after she said, would you like to be on the show? Well, I normally would talk about things I am more of an expert in, but he's the expert. He's the doctor. So, but I'll just tell you a little bit about the oil. Are you using any of this oil yet yourself?
Bruce, just a moment, real quick. I want to just say something to everybody first and foremost. So you're not an expert on the oils. You're just a user of them. And I want to inform everybody, Dr. Cass Ingram was on the show last week because we were talking about COVID-19. And a lot of people feel helpless. We were talking about, you know, eating foods and taking supplements to keep your immune system strong so that if you come around a COVID-19 victim, that you can, your immune system is strong enough to maybe, if it's possible, even to be able to fight it off. So Dr. Cass is saying oregano oil, and you use this. How long have you been a user of this oregano oil?
Okay, so I've been using this oil way before this disease came out, so I don't get sick. And I do have sometimes some seasonal allergies that occur, and then I use that a couple drops under my tongue, and it seems like the sneezing and the allergies go away. So I believe in oil, and I know it helps the digestive system and so many other things.
Yeah. Okay. And so how long have you been using the oil?
Oh, my gosh. I would say 3 years, maybe four. In fact, my dad, before he passed away, went to the Lord, he told me about it. He saw it on probably a Dr. Oz show or something, and because I'm all holistic. I have another business I'm in. I help people with, like, Alzheimer's, dementia, migraines. So that, since he knew I was in all holistic businesses, he told me about the oil. He was the second person that had told me about it, so I thought, well, that's confirmation. I better go check it out. So I went and did some research on the oil myself. I went out and went to the local health food store and picked up a bottle of it, and just so happened to be that it was the North American Herb and Spice brand P73, which is like probably about the best one out there. I mean, there's other, you know, knockoffs and generics and things, but I went for the most expensive one because it's, you know, more bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. And tell me now, what is your background in this Alzheimer's? What, you mentioned that. What do you do, Bruce?
Okay, so there's a gentleman named another doctor, Dr. Dominic DiAgostino. He has a lot of YouTube videos. I have a lot of books that I read on what doctors say about things, more holistic approaches. Dr. DiAgostino, he did some research on why the Navy SEALs were having seizures. So he was funded by the Department of Defense to look into why this is happening. What he did was he discovered what it was all about. It's a 10-minute video. You can look it up. Actually, it's titled Starving Cancer, Dr. Dominic DiAgostino, 10-minute long video. So he developed a exogenous ketone, which is made basically from coconut oil. In fact, Dr. Cass Ingram was talking about the study in the Philippines that they were doing studies on coconut oil as for the health. And I'm like, man, he nailed it. That's the other business I'm in. So, this product is really medium-chain triglycerides, which comes from coconut oil. Beta-hydroxybutyrate also comes from coconut oil. A little flavor in there, a little stevia. And then you just add a powder to water, you drink it, and in 1 hour, you're in ketosis without being on a ketogenic diet. Like Don Colbert has many books on these types of diets and even Atkins. But this is not a diet. It's just a supplement you use. You could do it once or twice a day, and it just gives you more mental focus, better clarity, better sleep. It's amazing. If anyone has ever been in ketosis, you know what I'm talking about, especially athletes like LeBron James and Brandon Lilly.
Wait, so you're saying it's coconut oil, but it's a supplement. It's not like you can take pure coconut oil at home.
You can. I have bought coconut oil, different brands, different places. Even Sam's Club, where I shop, they have a big bucket of coconut oil. They have the
Coconut oil. The supplement is coconut oil.
The supplement is not coconut oil. It's derived from it. So I'd have to really a different day talk about all that because there's so much more. I know we were talking about COVID-19 and your immune system with these oils. I don't want to go on too many rabbit holes.
Okay.
So did you want me to talk more about that, or
I just was asking you what your background is. I know my producer's saying that you're a big fan of this oregano oil. So let's just talk about oregano oil. There is a study that was out there, a recent study that the essential oil of this medicinal herb can destroy human coronavirus. Do you know much about this study?
I do. In fact, I have some of the findings from those studies with other viruses that these oils were used on that brought the numbers down significantly. But the best is a blend of different oils like the basil oil and clove oil and cinnamon oil. There's so many different oils out there, but synergistically, there's like, you know, a great cocktail that you can have with this major oil, which is the oil from oregano, wild, organic, from the, you know, mountains of Turkey. I do have some of the studies. In fact, if we do meet, I could show you on paper some of these studies. But the paper that he had given me that I gave to your producer just says wild oregano oil proves effective on corona's virus. Now, it's not 19. I want to say something about, he mentioned also something about God in the Bible and Christian magician, I might you call me. So in the Bible, oil, I researched this, is written 191 times in the King James Bible. And specifically, olive oil was mentioned only 7 times. Now, the carrier that this oil is in the little bottle, and I think I gave you a sample of it, it's virgin olive oil. There's a virgin olive oil in the bottle with the oil of oregano also in there. And the percentage, you know, there's certain percentages. Some of them are either extra strength. And there's even one that's called ultra, which is like 84% the oil of oregano along with the olive oil. So that was a little stronger. In fact, I got some of that myself, some of the higher strength one. But excellent source.
Would people take this if they got the coronavirus? Now, we're not talking about it's not a cure for COVID-19, people.
Yeah, we can't say that. No.
There. But coronavirus, there's many different forms of it. You're saying that if they took this oil of oregano, that this has been shown in some preliminary studies, not human studies, right, that this can eradicate this virus.
Just like this. You know, we say an apple a day keeps a doctor a day, but the FDA doesn't put stamp of approval.
Yeah.
We also know that vitamin C is very good for you. In fact, the sailors used to get scurvy because they didn't have any citrus on the boat. So, you know, it's just a smart idea to wear a bulletproof vest if you're going into a bad land. And it's the same thing with this. You know, we can't make any claims and guarantee because the FDA hasn't stamped approval on it. And
right,
I've been
right.
in other businesses with products that say they do this, they say they do that. But you know what? I always tell people this. Don't believe anything you hear. You have to convince yourself. Prove something to yourself if it's true or not. It's for you?
Yeah.
Amen. Tell some more people about it. Help save some lives. Save some people.
Well, what could it hurt, though? We are almost out of time.
It can't hurt. It only can help. If you put, like, you know, coconut oil. Sorry, dropping things on the floor. If you had some coconut oil and, like, Dr. Mary Newport, for instance.
Hey,
she found out.
I'm sorry, Bruce, before you go into that, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for making us all aware of medicinal purposes of these oils. Where can people check out more information? I have 10 seconds.
Well, there's a website that the company that has the oil where I got it from. It's just www.oreganol.com, and that's spelled. It is
okay.
Spelled.
Hey, Bruce, thank you so much. Bruce Forte, we really appreciate it. We got to go. We're out of time. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, You've got it all right here. I got to wrap up the show. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. I just wanted to make you aware of, you know, other things you can do to keep your immune system strong. But I'm sorry we had to cut him off there. We ran out of time. But be good, everybody. We'll see you next week on the show. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.